Hi, I'm Guy Simmons, head baseball coach here at Frank Phillips College. We're going to work on developing control today through a mechanical approach. I'm going to have a couple of pitchers with me, and we're going to go through the entire gamut of how we do things here from the beginning till the end. And hopefully this will give you an opportunity to learn how to take your pitchers and create a kid that can throw a ball where he wants to, when he wants to, at any time during the ball game. And I think that's the key to success with your pitching staff and with your baseball program in general. Helping me today will be Tommy Osborne from New Orleans, Louisiana, and Daniel Howard from Las Vegas, Nevada. They're two of our sophomore pitchers, and they've really developed over the course of these 2 years that they've been here. And they're going to help me with this mechanical approach and show you how we throw our patterns for our control drills and things like that. So we'll get started. First thing we're going to do is just talk about our approach to getting set on the mound. What we want to do is have a balanced approach. The key to anything you do in baseball is balance. So what we want to do is be relaxed. So what I like to have the guys do is start with a ball and glove, out in front of them, with their hands relaxed, hand by the side, and we want them to take a deep breath. I think it's very important that kids take a deep breath before they get ready to pitch, because your body works with oxygen. And if you don't have oxygen to your muscles, there's no way that you can possibly be efficient, fluid, and doing all the things you want to do. So what we want to do is take a deep breath, get some oxygen into our body, and then from there, we have the ability to be relaxed and go through the motion. So they'll start with the ball and glove. They'll take a deep breath. And then we're going to reach in and get our grip. One of the things that young pitchers do that I think is detrimental to their ability to throw strikes is they get in a hurry with everything they do. So what we want to do is make sure that we can reach in, get a good grip on the baseball, get our eyes on our target, and take a good, easy step back. The key to being able to get everything flowing in the direction you want it to flow, which is from mound to plate, is to be able to get your body moving in that direction. A lot of kids, when they get ready to get started, they want to take a step off to the side. So they'll step this way and their head will go to the side. And what I want to do now is show you that these guys, when they step, their head's going to stay right over their pivot foot. So we're going to let them show you real quick, and we're going to watch them. So we're going to start. They're going to take a deep breath, reach in, take a short step back. And if you notice, their heads did not move. It's important that their heads stay right down over that pivot foot right there. That's the key to the balanced approach that gets you started going in the correct direction. You can destroy your entire pitching motion and your entire control pattern with this first step back if you lose your pivot foot. Because what happens is, you guys can realize, because what happens is when a guy steps and his head moves, then his head's going to be going back and forth throughout the entire delivery, and he has no way of getting everything flowing to the plate. And as we talk today, we're going to talk about everything going in one direction. So the short step back is important. The next thing that they're going to do after they can, go ahead and get back in that spot. The next thing that they're going to do after they get the short step back, keep their head over their pivot foot, is they're going to physically lift their pivot foot and point it in the direction of the plate. So it'll be a lift and put down. They're not going to spin around this way. They're going to lift it and put it down. They want their head to stay right over that pivot foot when they do that. Okay? Let's let them go with that. Notice that they got everything short and compact and going towards the plate. A very key thing to having you to be able to develop your plate side control and getting everything going in the direction you want it to go is your plate side leg lift. So what we want to try to do is get a guy to lift his leg at least to his belt buckle and higher if possible. So what we're working towards as we work with our pitchers is to get it to the belt to begin with, and then as they get to be more mature pitchers, we want it to get higher and higher. And these guys both have developed it to where they can get it a little bit above their belt buckle. One of the things that being able to lift your leg higher does for you is not only it allows you to have a better movement to the plate so that you can develop control, but it also allows you to have a little bit longer arm arc. And the longer your arm arc, the more power you're going to have and the harder you're going to be able to throw the baseball. And most young people want to be able to throw a baseball as hard as possible. But what we want to try to get them to do is not only be able to throw it as hard as they can throw it, but to be able to throw it and continue to have movement, and also to be able to have the control that's necessary for them to get hitters out. So what we're going to do now is we're going to let these guys go through the motion up to the leg lift, and I'm going to show you where I'd like for them to get to. But remember, you have to keep your head over your pivot foot to be able to be very, very successful as a pitcher. All right, start with ball and glove. Take your short step back, physically lift, and then lift your leg up as high as you can. Okay, notice both guys are right about belt high. What we would like for them to do is to get it up to here if they can. Okay? Now, it's hard to do when you're just standing here. In the game, Daniel and Tommy would both get their legs up a little bit higher so that they would have a good motion to the plate. Okay? You can relax them. After they get their legs up to this height, they've got to learn to be able to have balance and hold it there. One of the things that young pitchers should do is work on balance drills, because the key to success, as I'm going to say throughout this entire video, is you must be balanced and you must have the ability to get everything going towards the plate. So when they lift, they should work on some balance drills. A key point is that your heel must be over your toe. We don't want a guy to rock back and get way back here, because when he does that, it's making his body go in that direction. We want everything going towards home plate. So when a guy lifts, we want him to lift where his heel is over his toe and his knee is over his heel and everything is pointed in this direction. If we can get to that, the next thing we're going to do is have what we call plate side movement. Plate side movement is going to be where they start their leg down and then they're going to go out to the plate. As they start their leg down, that's when their hands will break. When their hands break out of the glove, we would like for them to take the ball out where their elbows go up. So your hands would go down and elbows up. That will take place at the same time as they start their leg down. Okay? Get back to balance position. Ball in glove. Okay? As they start their leg down, they will break their hands. Now, if they start a little bit late, their hands won't catch up. And what we want is for them to be at the top of their arc when their front foot lands. So their front foot will come, their hands will break, their front foot will come down, and when they land, their hand will be at the top of the arc. Okay? Let's try it again and land at the top of, with our hands at the top of the arc. Okay. When a player's got his leg at the highest part of its arc, the next thing he's going to do is he's going to start down and out to the plate. When he starts down and out to the plate, he's going to break his hands where his elbows come up. That's going to put his palms down and his elbows up. That has to happen at the same time as his leg starts down. And when his leg gets out and he lands in his power position, the arm's got to be up at the highest arc, and we've got to have our weight back so that we can have a powerful move towards the plate. So these guys are going to do that right now. They're going to start from the leg up position, go down, break their hands, and notice that their weight is back and that they're in a powerful position. The one thing I'd like to see Daniel do a little more is have this arm up just a little bit higher. This is like a sight on a gun. Okay? Notice that their arms were both at a 90-degree angle and not in like this and not out like that. Okay? We want them to be at a 90-degree angle. This is their sight, and they're looking right down that target, right to the catcher. Okay? You can relax. And so the important keys here so far is keep your head over your pivot foot, get a good plate side movement by physically lifting your leg and lifting your lead side leg at least high as your belt, thumbs come down, elbows up. As you go to the plate, keep your weight back and have a sight and sight in your target. Okay? What we want to do from there is have a good, powerful move towards the plate. So after we have gotten to the power position, and what's going to happen is the lead arm is going to turn and your pinky is going to come to your chest. As that happens, you're going to fire your backside, kind of like a hitter. The backside will turn, but you're going to keep torque on the upper half. The upper half doesn't go with the backside. The upper half is going to stay back so that you can have some pull through when you get ready to throw. Okay? So, the way pitching works, if we did it in slow motion, after the front leg lead, the lead leg lands here, then the body's going to actually turn, but the upper half's going to stay back. So let's put these guys in that position real quick. Notice that they're in a position and they can feel torque right here in their midsection. This is going to allow them to really bring their body through and keep everything going in one line to the plate. Out here in West Texas, we have something called a windmill. Windmills turn and pump water. The way a windmill turns is like this. That's how pitchers must turn. When a pitcher starts turning this way, then they lose their plate direction. And when you lose plate direction, your ball's going to run arm side high. So we call that flying open. So what we want them to be able to do is go from this torque position where they'll take their hand and start it towards their chest. It's not a violent pull to the chest. It's a short, easy pull where your arms work together in unison, just like when you're walking. As a pitcher gets ready to make his approach to the plate, after he's got into what I call the torque position, he's got his lead arm here, he's got his body turned, and this actually is going to go just like this. There's not an actual stop involved in it, but if you slow motion the pitcher and you stop them with stop action, this is what they would actually look like at some point in the delivery, where they've got their body turned, they're closed on a 45 on the front side, they've got a little brace here on the front side, their knee is not locked in, it's bent. When you lock your knee in, you're going to come over the top and it's going to cause you to have some control problems up and down. So they've got to have a little bit of a relaxed front side, not where they collapse down, but where it has a little give in it. Then we're going to do what we call reach to the target. If you'll notice, I had them sighted in on the front side here. When they throw the pitch, as I said, this hand will come to the chest. They will reach to the target, but this shoulder is actually going to replace that shoulder when they get through with the throwing motion. So we'll go from shoulder on your chin, front shoulder on your chin, to back shoulder on your chin. And it'll look something like this in slow motion. Okay? Now that's how they'll release the ball, and that's creating the direction we want to create. Okay? We'll let these guys kind of go through that motion. They'll go from torque position, they're going to pull in and reach through, and throw out in front with their eyes up on their target. Okay? Backside should be turned. The next thing that's going to happen in the delivery, after these guys allow that torque in their body to turn and their shoulders to work in this direction, straight over the top, and it doesn't matter if you're a over-the-top pitcher or three-quarter pitcher or even sidearm pitcher, the shoulders still work the same. Shoulders don't work like this. They work like this. Everything that's good that happens to a baseball player happens out in front of his body. So they're going to reach out in front to throw the pitch. Their shoulders are going to be transferring. Their elbows will be together. That's very, very important in the pitching delivery. If this elbow gets out ahead of that elbow, they're going to be jerking their head and pulling their head off the target. Which brings me to the next and most important point in developing control through mechanics. Your chin is the key to inside-outside direction. You have to put your chin on your target. That will happen in the balance phase when you get here. Your chin will go to your target and your sight will go to your chin. Remember I talked about they were going to sight it in? The chin is the key to everything we want to do to develop control. At this point, we're going to show how the chin works on the inside, outside, directional phase of pitching. And I'm going to do it with each of these, each of my players here. And I'll do it with a right-hander and then with a left-hander. Cause it works the same. But, you know, obviously it's a little bit different. Left-handers have a little bit different body control than a right-hander. So we're going to show you how we would do it with both guys. First guy up will be Daniel. He's a right-handed pitcher. So as we go to balance phase, and I get Daniel here with his leg up, what I want to try to get him to do is put his chin where he wants to throw the baseball. So if he's going to throw away from his arm side, which would be low and away to a right-handed hitter, he's got to get his chin farther over. So his head's got to physically turn really far. Go ahead and pull it way over. Okay? Now what happens is your body must follow your head. So when he starts his leg down and out, he's going to try to go in the direction of his chin. A lot of times, right? A lot of times what a lot of pitching coaches believe that you step in the same direction and you step in the same spot at all times. I believe you're going to have three spots that you step in when you throw each pitch. You're going to have your inside direction spot, you're going to have your pitches down the middle spot, and you're going to have your pitches that are arm side spot. So you should have three little areas, three little indentions where your pitchers stride each time. And they're not very far because, you know, an inch or two in one direction from 60 feet, you know, goes a long ways after you throw the ball out in that direction. But he's going to follow his chin. And so his body will actually, if we had a straight line here and we were working off of a straight line, he would, if he's throwing inside or throwing away from the right-handed hitter, he'll actually step on this side of the line. Okay. So what he's going to do is get back into balance phase. From there, he's going to ride out, follow his chin. Pull your chin around a little farther. Ride out, follow his chin. Weight should be back. Arm should be up here. And now he's ready to go. All right. From there, he'll go to the torque phase where he'll turn, and then he's going to reach to his target and his elbows will work together. He's going to release out here out front. Notice that his chest is coming out over his front side and he's closed out on a 45 degree angle on his front foot. Now for Tommy, we're going to try to throw away from the right-handed hitter. So he's actually going to point his chin away, or to his arm side, not away from his arm side as Daniel did. So his chin will actually point in that same direction once he gets up to the balance phase. So go to the balance phase. And when he turns his head, it won't go quite as far. His chin will go to here instead of here as Daniel did when he was trying to throw in the same direction. So his chin will be here and he's going to ride out and go right down his chin. So notice he's pointing in the direction that he's going to throw it. Just like Daniel did, only he's throwing with his arm side, whereas Daniel was throwing away from arm side. Now he'll go to torque phase and then he's going to reach out front with his chin still on his target, and he'll be able to throw the pitch from right there. Notice that his shoulder is pointing in the direction that he's throwing it. Okay, relax. That's the key to successful pitching. Getting this shoulder, or your arm side, your throwing side shoulder, going in the direction you want to throw it, by getting it to go right through your head and staying on your chin. Now we're going to talk about the follow-through. Follow-throughs are extremely important because you want your arm to stay loose on the finish. A lot of young pitchers want to do what we call recoil, and they'll throw the pitch and then they want to pull their arm back. We want to stay as loose as we can with our hands going in the direction we want to throw it and being able to create the direction we want, plate side direction. If we can do that, then we have an opportunity to be very successful. So what we want to do here is work on our finish. As we finish, he will reach to his target, and then the backside's got to come up. The backside works as an anchor. We can create all the direction we want. We can get everything flowing in the right direction. We can have our torque. We can have everything we need to be successful as a pitcher and lose it all right here at the end if we don't have a good finish on our backside. We've got to get that backside to come through. Okay? So what we're going to talk about right here is when Daniel pitches, what will happen with his foot on the backside is after he releases, it's going to actually slide in slightly like this because your body wants to stay balanced. It's not balanced if it if your leg flies out to this side. So he's got to actually get himself into balance so that he can lift his leg. And what we want to do is when we lift our backside leg, we want the leg to come straight up, and the heel is going to be pointed in the direction of the catcher. Okay? All right, get to torque position. Okay, now go to release position. Okay, notice he's at release. Now, what's going to happen right here is this foot's actually going to slide slightly this way and then come up. We want his heel up as he finishes, his chin up, and him going right in the direction that he wants to throw the baseball. This way, when he finishes, he can finish balanced. Notice when I let him go, he was balanced. The key to pitching is to maintain balance at all times. Okay? Let's bring Tommy in and we'll show Tommy doing the same thing. Okay? Put your leg up. Reach out. Reach out. I should be able to let him go and he'll remain balanced and he'll be able to go out and finish the pitch. Now go through and finish it, Tommy. Go through and finish one and finish balance. Okay? And that's what we want right there with a loose arm on the front side. All right, in this part of the video, we're going to talk about pitching patterns and what kind of patterns our pitchers will throw in order to develop the control that we're talking about and having a consistency of their delivery. To help us out with this, I have Jared James from Houston, Texas, and Christian Rosa from Puerto Rico. So they're going to be catching the guys today, and I'm going to use them as an examples of how we throw our patterns. What we're going to do here is we're going to talk about fastball patterns. When we want our pitchers to throw, every time they throw, whether they're throwing in drills or they're throwing bullpens or whatever they're doing, we want them to throw pattern. And the pattern that we want them to throw is, we want them to throw three fastballs away from arm side, which would be low and away, which would be right here on this corner. So he would set up, Christian would set up there. He's going to talk to the pitchers. We're going to throw three balls there. Boom, boom, boom. Three fastballs low and away, and then we're going to come up and throw a pitch up and in, which is what we call a killer pitch. And that pitch is the pitch we want to throw if we get two strikes on a guy, if we are 0-2. So the next thing would be up and in. So the key there is we want the pitcher to throw the ball right underneath the hitter's hand. So Christian would put his glove right underneath my hands, and we want to throw the ball right here. So what our pitchers are going to do is they're going to throw three low and away, and one up and in. And then they're going to repeat that pattern. They'll throw another three low and away. They'll sit there, and then we'll come back up with one more killer pitch, which would be up and in. Then we want them to be able to take the ball down, so the next pitch would be down and in, right there, and then we would throw up and away, which would be here, okay? Which would still be pretty much where a left-handed hitter's hands would be. Now that's a pattern that we would throw to a right-hand hitter. So if we were working here at Frank Phillips, our colors are navy blue and gold. So that would be a navy blue set right there. We'll bring Jared in now, and we're going to throw a gold set, which would be a pattern we would throw to a left-hand hitter. And it's just the opposite. So our fastball pattern to a left-handed hitter would be three low and away, which would be on the outside part of the plate, and then one up and in. Okay? Which we call a killer pitch. So we would throw that with two strikes. The key is you must get that pitch underneath the hands. If you miss with it, you got to miss in and drive the hitter off the plate. Then he'd go back, throw three low and away, and then back to the killer pitch, and then he'll come down, and then up and away. Okay? That's the fastball pattern. We also have a curveball pattern. So for a left-hander, the curveball pattern would be two curveballs away, two curveballs in, which would come underneath the bat. Then we want to throw what we call a hit-me curveball. A hit-me curveball is right down the middle. It's a curveball we're just going to try to throw for a strike. That's a pitch that every one of our pitchers must have. A lot of hitting coaches tell hitters, do not swing at a pitch until a curveball until you have a strike. So if we know that through scouting report, that they're not going to swing at anything, any curveballs until they have a strike on them, then we can throw a hit me curveball or a control curve to start the guy off. So we'll get strike one on him. Okay? So that's what we're going to do. So the guy's got to have that. And then we want to have another killer curveball. That's the strikeout curveball. Some of our pitchers don't feel comfortable throwing the fastball in. So those guys have to have a great curveball, and they're going to bounce it behind the plate on away from the hitter. So Jared's catching a left-handed hitter. We want this curveball to bounce somewhere right in here. If they miss, it'll bounce a little bit sooner. You don't throw that curveball. That's one we cannot hang. When we get two strikes on a hitter, we want to be able to bounce that curveball in there. And your pitchers have to do that pitch. They have to work on that pitch. It's also a great pitch for your catchers to work on blocking. Okay? So we're going to have that killer curveball. So it's two curveballs away, two curveballs in, a hit-me curveball, and then a killer curveball that bounces in the dirt for the left-hander. For a right-handed hitter, it's the same thing. We'll just work the pattern the other way. Our change-up pattern, and we want our pitchers to be able to throw three pitches. If they have four or five pitches, that's great, that's wonderful, but they've got to have three pitches. And in order to have a pitch, you have to be able to throw it for a strike 60% of the time. Our change-up pattern, we will never throw a change-up up in the zone. It's always going to be down in the zone, and we're just going to throw three to each side of the plate. Three there, and three here. Okay? That's our pitching patterns. They will go through that twice, just like they did the fastball patterns twice. And they do this even in their drills. One other segment that we have in our pitching patterns that we work on is we have to be able to throw what we call wave pitches and extra pitches. Okay, a wave pitch would be for a fastball. A wave pitch is going to be 2 inches outside. Okay, so our catchers have to learn to be able to set up where our pitchers can throw the ball 2 inches outside the plate. What we want to do is, one of our philosophies in pitching is, if we throw a low and away fastball, the umpire calls it a strike, it's on the corner, then we're going to throw what we call a better pitch. The better pitch should be a wave pitch 2 inches outside. If the umpire gives us that call, then we're going to throw a double wave, and we're going to move 4 inches outside. Okay? If he calls that, we're going to throw a triple wave. But our pitchers have to be able to hit all of these spots, so they must work those in practice. The key to being able to throw those pitches is getting your chin a little bit farther over and really reaching to your target. So we've got wave pitches. We also want to be able to throw extras. Extra means that you're going to throw it a little bit harder. When our pitchers pitch, we talk to them about having a maximum working velocity. We don't want them to throw as hard as they can all the time. Because when you throw as hard as you can and give that max effort, most of the time you lose your location and you're really not throwing the ball as hard as you can. What we want them to do is if they can throw a ball 88 miles an hour, if they're given max effort, we want them to pitch at somewhere between 85 and 86, 87. And that way they're not maxing out and they're able to really control everything and they can keep movement. For every inch of movement that you have on your fastball, it equates to about 3 miles an hour. So if a kid throws 84 with 3 inches of movement, that would be the equivalent of throwing 93 because he's got that movement. If he throws it at 90, without any movement at all, he's actually not as effective as a kid throwing 84 with 3 inches of movement. All right, so we want to work on that. We're going to have them throw wave pitches and extras. An extra would be we're going to just throw it a little bit harder. So if, say, a guy, we throw a pitch and a guy fouls it off, you know, opposite field over the dugout, he's behind us a little bit, we want to throw the next pitch a little bit harder, and we want to have that in us. If we throw an extra curveball, an extra curveball would be the one that bounces. That's that killer curve. And an extra changeup would also be one that's a little bit lower. He's not going to throw it any slower or any faster. It's just going to be farther down in the zone. All right, what we're going to do now is we're going to go through a systematic set of drills that we use to develop control here at Frank Phillips College. They will still throw the patterns we talked about. They'll throw three fastballs down, one up and in, and we're going to work this with a navy blue set. So they're throwing to a right-handed hitter right here. They'll start from a knee. The key to the knee drill is that they want to make it as close to game-like as possible. So they will close off their front foot slightly. They'll take their back foot. They'll turn it behind them and underneath them this way. And they're going to create the same torque that we talked about in the throwing drill. So they'll get up here, and their body will be back, and their arms will be up. And they're going to reach to their target. So they're going to be throwing low and away to a right-handed hitter. And they're going to, what they're going to do is they're going to tuck, and we're working on this shoulder, transferring to that shoulder with their chin on their target, reaching to their target and hitting their spots. So we're going to throw three here and one up and in, and you'll get to see the patterns. Just go on your own. Throw them. And what we talk about with these guys is we want them to hit spots. Really work on hitting spots. You must become a professional target hitter if you're going to be a successful pitcher. Now we're going to work on the curveball set. In the curveball set, they're going to throw two on this side of the plate, two on that side of the plate. They're going to throw a hit me, and then they're going to throw one that bounces, which is a killer curveball or an extra curveball. Okay, go ahead. The key to this is they're trying to make sure that their shoulders rotate and they release everything out in front. It doesn't matter if you're throwing a fastball or a curveball. Everything must reach out in front. Everything good that happens to a baseball player happens out in front of their body. Okay, relax. Now we're going to throw our changeup set. When they throw the changeup set, they're just going to throw three to each side of the plate, and they'll do that from a knee. But we don't have to do that here on the video. We're going to stand up, and we're going to go back to the next drill, which would be power drill. Okay? We want them to be up in the power position, and they're going to reach to their target. They're going to create their torque. They're going to reach to their target, and they're going to throw. They throw the same exact patterns. Remember, when you throw your fastball pattern, it's three low and away to a righty, one up and in, three low and away, one up and in, one down and in, one up and away. Okay? In the power position, in the power drill, what we're looking for is we want their arm to be at the highest part of their arc. We want their weight to be back. We want to make sure that this arm is at a 45 degree angle and their chin is at their target. When they reach to the plate, we don't want them to jerk this arm back. We want it to work in unison. If you see all the great pitchers in baseball, I won't name any, but if you see all the great pitchers in baseball and you stop them and stop action, you would see that their elbows are always lined up and working in unison. And that's what we're trying to work towards in our power drill or our power position drill here. Okay? Reach to your target and finish. And again, we would do this with fastballs, with curveballs, and with changeups. And when you're throwing your curveball, you're just trying to get spin. The key is to have good spin. When you're throwing your changeup, you're looking for float. We would like for the ball to float a little bit to the plate when we throw a changeup. Next drill is going to be glide to stride drill. And in glide to stride drill, these guys are going to start with their front foot just slightly off the ground. They're going to glide to the power position and throw the pitch. Now, one of the things we're going to emphasize when they do that is that they maintain staying back. We don't allow them to leak forward and get out here when they get ready to throw the pitch. And we also want to watch on the finish that their back foot actually slides this way slightly before they lift. The reason that we want it to slide this way slightly is because that puts the body back into balance. The key, again, to successful pitching is to have your body in balance at all times. If you lose balance, you've lost everything as a pitcher. Okay, so we're going to emphasize that. We're going to watch that when they pitch. So they're going to start from glide to stride, foot slightly off, glide out, slide, and lift the back leg and finish. One of the things that we can add to this that we like to add sometimes is we want them to stay fit. We want to stay balanced at the end. So we'll tell them, don't stand back up. So they'll throw the pitch and they'll stay out here. Okay? With their back leg up, just like Daniel there. Hold that for a count or two. That way we can make sure that they are maintaining balance throughout the drill. Okay? We got to maintain balance. All right, next drill would be balance drill. They're going to back up slightly, get into balance. Remember, the key to balance is your knee must be as high as your belt or higher. So they're going to work on trying to get higher and higher as they go through this drill. Sometimes they'll lose balance. That's okay. But they want to work through getting here and holding this. If they lose balance, they start over. Remember, don't rush anything when you're working as a pitcher. When you're working on drills, the key is to create some muscle memory throughout your body so that you can do everything you want to do. We want to try to develop ourselves as a pitcher out here doing these drills, and then when we get on the mound, we want to trust ourselves. We want to trust that all the things we've done is going to allow us to be successful in the game. That way we don't have to worry about anything, and if we're hitting our spots, they won't hit us. If we're missing our spots, they may hit us. So what we're trying to do is create such a confidence in ourselves by working on control that we believe we can be in command during the baseball game. All right, so here we go. He's going to go to balance drill, they're going to try to get as high as they can on balance, hold it there for a count, and then go through the pitch, go through the motion. We're going to emphasize that they get balance. Their head must stay over their pivot foot. Have good, easy motion. Everything runs to the plate. We don't want them to become max effort guys. The last drill would be what we call lift to balance. We're going to put everything together. And as you'll notice, the way we're working these drills is we're trying to work backwards till we get to an actual pitching motion. So the next drill, they'll start with their pivot foot turned. They'll be in this position here. They're going to lift to balance and then go. We're going to emphasize that when they lift, they get their leg as high as they can. Their head stays over their pivot foot. Everything flows out to the plate, and they finish with a good balance position on the front side. Our emphasis is that when they land out front, that their weight is still back. So at any point in time during these drills, we can always say, don't release the ball, just get to your landing point. And that's what we're going to have them do right here. Get to your landing point. And at this point, Daniel might be a little bit out front, so we would take him, physically bring him back so he can get the feel for it. It's not bad, it wasn't bad, but we want to make him get the feel for where he needs to be. It's important, and Tommy's in good spot too, it's important that you be a hands-on coach, that you physically get these guys to feel where you want them to be so that they know how it's supposed to feel in the game. Y'all can relax. What I believe as a coach is that the greatest thing a player's got going for him is two things. His own best judgment, and he's also the greatest coach that he knows. Because he's the only guy that knows how it feels to be successful. He knows how it feels when he's doing it right. If you're going to develop your pitching staff to where they are self-sufficient and they can really pitch, they have to be able to make adjustments themselves. Okay, so that's what we're trying to get them. But we want to get them to feel it so that they can make those adjustments in the game. Okay, one more time. Let's go do a couple. And we want to try to make them be as fluid as we can when they do these pitches. All right, to end this segment and to end our video, we're going to just have Daniel and Tommy throw just a few pitches so that you can see the entire motion of what we would like for it to look like. And, you know, obviously if these guys don't do it exactly the way I want to, then I'll go and be hands-on with them and have them correct it. So as a pitching coach, what you want to do is when a kid's throwing a bullpen, you can't count on them to do it right all the time. That's one of the mistakes we make as coaches. We teach the kids, and then we don't stay with them, and we'll let them go up into the pen by themselves, and they could easily create a habit that's not good. So if he doesn't do something we want, if he gets off his pivot foot, if he does anything that we don't think is correct, you got to sit there and fix it for them at that point. So we'll have Daniel and Tommy throw a couple of pitches, two or three pitches apiece, or at least a pattern apiece, and let you guys see what it should look like if they do it correctly. Okay, go ahead. Notice that when he steps back, it's going to be a very slight step back. Head stays over the pivot foot. Everything runs out. He finishes high, and he finishes balanced. One thing that I'd like to see a little bit more of with Daniel is, here's his back foot drag mark. That back foot drag mark is going here. That back foot drag mark, if he steps over, should go at a 45-degree angle that way. What he's doing by doing this is he's creating non-balance. By creating this, his body's getting away from balance. This is what brings you back to balance, when you keep everything tight and close. You would like for your knees to stay as close together as possible as you go through this motion. When your knees get away from one another, when they bow out and they go like this, you're losing balance. Now you're having to fight gravity to try to get everything going in the direction you want it to go. We don't want to fight gravity. So what he wants to try to do as he's throwing bullpens, and he should check this, is when he throws, he should look for that 45-degree mark there before his foot actually lifts up. Okay? Throw a couple more. Try to make sure that you keep balance, maintain balance. That time his mark was a little bit more to 45, and he was able to get the ball more in the direction he wanted to throw it. Okay, come with an up and in, which would be a killer fastball. He wants to stick his chin to his target and reach. Missed that one, so we'll do another one. Stay taller on your backside. There we go. All right, the last thing I want to talk about on right-hander's mechanics. We talked about inside-outside direction is created with your chin. High-low direction is created with your back leg. And we're not talking dip and drive or drop and drive or anything like that. But if we want to get the ball a little bit lower, we're going to bend down just a little bit and then glide out. If we want to stay taller, if we want the ball to be up, we're going to stay a little bit taller and then glide out. Our release point must stay consistent. We can't have a release point where we're trying to get our release point to make the ball go where we want it to go. We want our release point to stay consistent. We're going to let our body develop control. So this time he wants to stay a little bit taller on his backside and throw the ball up and in to a right-handed hitter. Okay. Now, that was a good pitch. We're going to have him lower himself on his backside just a little bit and throw the ball down and in to a right-handed hitter. We should be able to see the difference if he bends his back leg a little bit and has a consistent release point. You can get the ball down. He missed his inside-outside target because his chin was a little bit off, but he did have the correct up and down motion. This time he's going to stick his chin into the glove, bend down a little bit, and hit that mitt. Okay. I'm going to do the same thing with the lefty. We'll bring Tommy in here. We want the same thing. We're looking for his foot to have a 45-degree angle finish there for him to reach to his target and finish with some consistency. Tommy's a little bit more of a violent reaction pitcher. Daniel is a guy that when he throws, everything is smooth and easy. Tommy's got a little bit of a jerk at the end. It doesn't matter. As long as he can have body control and body balance, he should be able to get the ball to go where he wants it to go. So we're going to have him throw away from his arm side now. He's going to put his chin over, reach to his target, and he should hit the mitt just like that, as long as his shoulders rotate through his head and he's really balanced. Now we're going to have him throw one up and in on that side of the plate right there. Now stay a little taller on the backside. Okay, let's do another one. Let's stay a little bit taller on the backside and reach to our target. There you go, right there. Now he's going to throw one low and arm side. What he's going to do is stick his chin to his target, bend his back leg a little bit, chin to target and reach, and he should be able to hit that spot. In conclusion, pitching is very, very, very simple, provided that you can get guys to stay balanced, keeping their chin over their pivot foot, make sure that everything runs towards the plate. We don't allow everything to be moving throughout the delivery, and you work on patterns.